This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Still to come here tonight, this is hour number three. On the way, we're going to tell you about a seance. Apparently it's going on tonight. Well, not really. It's airing on television tonight.
Yeah, it's already happened and been recorded.
It's something we made a lot of fun of before. And we might make a little bit more fun of it coming up. But they're claiming something happened.
Yeah, I think we may have been mistaken.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll explore that. Also on the way, a photographer found guilty in a child porn case. We might talk about gas prices. And just before we went away, we got to this short story, and we didn't really have time to comment on it. From Bray, Oklahoma. 45-year-old man has put a sign up in his front yard saying that he will pay $1,000 for a virgin bride between the ages of 12 and 24. And he sees this as an okay idea because, in his words, his grandmother got married at age 14.
Lots of people's grandmothers and great-grandmothers got married real young. That doesn't make it acceptable in today's culture, and I think that's just a stupid thing to say.
Just because it's not acceptable in today's culture doesn't mean that it's a bad thing to do.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to make friends with your neighbors either if you put
a sign in
your front lawn.
Yeah, okay. Obviously,
making it clear.
So, anyway,
what's there to complain about?
There's no need for it to be in the news, though. Really,
I think it's newsworthy. I mean, how often do you see somebody putting a sign like that in their front yard? That's certainly newsworthy. Anyway, it got reported on.
It's not newsworthy. Nobody had anything important to talk about today, so they dragged up a story about a guy had a sign in his yard to pay $1,000 for a young virgin.
Why does
it matter? It doesn't. Shut up.
Now, hold on. It is remarkably
stupid, though.
While you're right about the fact that it's not really more newsworthy than some other news might be.
Not like the John Lennon seance, which is absolutely newsworthy.
We'll get to that. The news companies love sign in yard stories. I mean, it's rare that someone will put a sign in their yard. And it's rare that someone will put an interesting sign in their yard. And so, you know, we've had sign-in-yard stories before, including a mother that was sitting out in her yard with a sign that said, Mom on Strike. I mean, it's not a huge news story, but it's newsworthy because it's not often that you see something like that happening. So that's why this made it into the news. Well, somebody took the sign down. They sent the sheriff after this guy. What the charge would have been, I don't know, because the neighbors were complaining about this sign. And so the sheriff came there, and he said, well, we can't do anything because the sign's not even there, which means that somebody likely took it, I would say, in the middle of the night. And the reason I say that is because I've worked on political campaigns before, and it's typical on a political campaign that the opponents will go around and steal people's signs. The more unscrupulous ones, like the Republicans and Democrats, they will steal people's signs. And some of them have been caught in the act. So it wouldn't surprise me if there was some angry neighbor that approached this guy's house in the middle of the night and took his sign off his front yard. So I think that he absolutely should have the freedom to post whatever sort of signage he wants in his yard, and he'll be ostracized by his neighbors for it.
Yes. Huh? That's precisely the truth.
Right. So not that I support the content necessarily, but hey, if he was offering $1,000, which I think is a little on the low side. Would that mean the girls would become his? Or is he just offering, like, as a bounty? Like, okay, here's a girl.
Here's your finder's fee for finding me a wife.
Right.
The girl wouldn't become his property. The girl would become his wife.
I see. So, okay. That makes sense.
Of course, a 40-year-old guy wants a 13, 14, 15-year-old girl.
No, wait.
Really
it was 12 to 24.
12 to 24.
Right.
Yeah, so a 23-year-old wife would be okay.
Right. He isn't looking for a real fair relationship. Like an equal 50-50 kind of relationship.
He's looking for someone young and healthy to bear his children.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that and made it openly known.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's not trying to hide it.
He's like, no, I want a family, and I don't think a 45-year-old woman would be the best person to have start popping out babies. You know, it's dangerous for the baby. It's dangerous for her. And chances are she's going to die before the child becomes a useful person.
Do you think he should have been charged with a crime? The number is 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm sure you guys have heard of the DMCA, right?
Yes.
No. You'll have to tell those of us that don't know. What is that?
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Got it. And what's that?
I guess it's just another way of taking away liberties whenever it comes to digital media.
Try to describe specifically what it does.
Actually, I was going to talk about how now apparently they're revising it, and they're coming out with pretty much a DMCA 2.
Hmm.
Where, I'll just quote the article right here, now Congress is preparing to do precisely the opposite of
A
proposed copyright law seen on CNetNews.com would expand the DMCA's restriction on software that can bypass copy protections and grant federal police more wiretapping and enforcement powers.
More wiretapping, restrictions on copyright bypassing software. For instance, software that might qualify there is like a DVD ripping software, where you could put a DVD which is copy protected in your DVD drive and rip, if you will, pull all of the files down from the DVD to your hard drive and strip the copy protection out.
Right. Now, like for example, technically I violate the DMCA on a regular basis because I have a computer at my house that's hooked up on my network. That when I buy a DVD, I have the DVD, but I rip a copy of it to the hard drive so that I can watch it from my computer. My roommate could watch it from his computer, mm-hmm. or if I was in another room, I could watch it from my laptop in another room.
Right.
But it's not any different than putting the DVD in the drive. It's just easier to deal with.
Right,
but you're violating the law.
Because it's now, because of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, I had to bypass a security measure in order to rip the DVD onto my hard drive.
Because you did that.
And that's a violation of federal law.
And now you're saying, Tim, it's going to get worse? This is a new law they're looking at passing on the federal level?
Yeah.
Ugh, thanks for alerting us to it, man. Post the details on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And, of course, it doesn't matter how many laws they pass. It's never going to stop the pirates. Never.
No, not at all.
You can make as many laws and as many restrictions as you want. You can punish piracy by death, and it will not stop the pirates.
It might slow them down. Ludicrous.
Maybe.
Probably not.
It'll just make them a little more careful. That's
I'll
all.
Bet you in Singapore, it's darn close to death.
They will cover their tracks just a little bit better, and they're already, they rarely get caught right now.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest source of online piracy right now is in Sweden. And what happens is there's a central site, a really big central site where people can go.
And the Pirate Bay?
Yeah, the Pirate Bay, where people can go and find links to pirated software, you know, movies, TV shows, stuff like that, people can download. But they're completely outside the U.S. jurisdiction because they're in Sweden. Mm-hmm. They actually have a page on their website of all of the letters that they've received from, like, movie studios and record companies and software companies threatening to sue them under the DMCA, and their responses back, you know, just making fun of them, telling
them
to leave.
In Sweden.
Just swearing at them and being completely awful. Those are fun to read. If you want to get an idea of what people are doing to try to enforce the DMCA and how they're trying to bully people into not making a copy of their own thing they purchased for themselves, go to thepiratebay.org and look at their legal page.
Right, so essentially the DMCA is giving the RIAA and the MPAA and these other groups, yep. They're giving them the legal muscle to send out cease and desist orders saying, if you don't do this, then we're going to sue.
Yeah, Time Warner sends out these notifications. You have pirated material on your website. Take it down or you're going to court. So it's just...
Aha, no, but not.
No, sorry.
All right. So somebody might be pirating this show that's on, apparently, pay-per-view tonight. And it's in regards to, a seance that's going on.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about a group of people getting together to hold a seance to try and contact the spirit of dearly departed John Lennon.
Yes. And we laughed it up because it's ludicrous. I mean, there is no such thing as ghosts. It's total BS. There's no way they can contact a spirit.
Not so fast. They may very well have done it.
Really?
We'll talk about it more coming up, but... They may very well have done it.
I suppose we could be wrong for once. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. In fact, we've got a brand new validated Shriner. She's been on the Shrine before. Her name's Lindsay. She's a longtime listener to the show. But now she's finally gotten around to sending us a validated photo. See, back in the old days of the Shrine, when we first put it online, we just took any old photo. We said, ladies, send us your pictures, and they did. We got dozens of them up there. But after time passed, we realized there were some people that were trying to scam us. They were trying to send us fake photos of, and they were sending us fake photos, and we were falling for it, of women that weren't really listeners to the show, just so they could get us to put them up on the Shrine. So we decided we needed to implement validation, which means that in the photo, the woman in question needs to prove that she listens to the show. So Lindsay's done it now. She's on our Shrine, freetalklive.com.
That picture of Lindsay's fake.
You think?
Absolutely.
Why?
That's
because,
Lindsay.
No, that may be Lindsay, but that picture is faked. That picture is faked. If she had actually written that sign, it would have been about me.
You know what? You're just sad, Torgo, because nobody has referenced you in a sign yet.
I know. I fully admit it.
It may happen one of these days.
One of these days.
If you complain enough, maybe one of our women
perhaps,
will feel sorry for you.
Perhaps if I just keep whining.
You'll
like
a sympathy sign.
Exactly.
Just to shut you up.
You know, I take what I can get, and so I'll be happy with a sympathy sign. Even if it was just like, oh, poor little Torgo, and the girl flipping off the camera. That's okay. If it has my name on it, that's all I really want.
That's what all mine are.
All right, so there you go. Visit the shrine, freetalklive.com. The moment you've all been waiting for. We've been selling it for an hour now.
Live on Free Talk Live. Damn it.
John Lennon. We talked about this a few weeks back, and we laughed it up, because seances are ludicrous. There's no such thing as ghosts. But yet this pay-per-view company has put it together. They put together some sort of a... Well, tell me about this, Torgo.
Hold on. I have to backtrack a second. Yeah. Who says laugh it up anymore? You've said it like five times tonight. I just noticed it. That just stood out to
I'm
me.
I'm trying to bring it back.
We.
Like Groovy. I'm trying to bring that back, too.
Yeah. Lots of neat things on the yeah. website. Come so. On by. You'll laugh it up. Have yourself a good laugh. It's fun. All right. A controversial television seance airing tonight will claim that it has... they will claim that they have reached the spirit of John Lennon. However, if you want to know what he has to say, it'll cost you $9.95.
Wait, now that's half the price that we thought it was going to be.
That's true. We thought it was going to be about 20. That's one quarter the price of a wrestling pay-per-view. The special being carried on pay-per-view television was organized by the same people who, in 2003, put together an attempt to channel Princess Diana.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, classy.
That show, they didn't find her. They weren't able to get in touch with her spirit.
Mm. I see.
And
do you get a refund if they don't get in touch with the spirit?
Yeah, you get a refund from your charlatan ghost contacting
yeah.
show.
Yeah, well, you want to know something awful about the Princess Diana seance?
What?
They got $8 million in... purchases for that particular special.
Wow.
But the this whole thing, by the way, has been attacked by the late Beatles friends and fans as a tasteless effort to profit from his assassination.
Tasteless?
No.
It's not so. It's tasteless.
How dare you call our effort tasteless? I will have you know that every last bit of this money goes straight to prostitutes.
These are world-renowned psychics.
Who?
What?
Gary Spivey? All right. Nobody gets that. That's okay. Producers say they are hoping to lure an audience that likes shows that are on now, like Ghost Whisperer and Medium, because there's all these primetime dramas now about...
of gullible people.
Absolutely. The program features what is described as an electronic voice phenomenon, or an EVP, that a psychic on the show claims is the disembodied voice of John Lennon speaking at a seance in one of his favorite New York restaurants.
Now, wait a minute. An EVP, I don't know if they explain it in
they
the
They do here.
Okay.
EVP, now, first of all, EVP is based on the belief that spirit voices communicate with us through radio and TV broadcast signals.
Because that's what they where they would, in fact.
That's today. Right. That now you know the secret of Free Talk Live. We're ghosts. We're coming to you through your radio and TV broadcast signals through EVP.
Be careful, Torgo. Someone might actually believe you.
I hope so. The people who listen to some other shows that are carried by the same company we're on, they every once in a while, because I've heard some of the other shows, they will get some kooks. And it's not the fault of the network. It's the fault of shortwave radio, you know? And
it's shortwave radio got to do it.
And, you know, what like are you listening
shorter
to?
Waves causes brings them around.
No, but when someone is listening, gets all of their information through, whoever wants to throw it up on shortwave, well, you get some kooks. And...
so
I could see them
EVP.
Calling it. Yeah, you guys are ghosts, really?
What is EVP? Does it just explain how it works?
It doesn't explain how it works.
Okay, no. I know how it works.
Oh, how does it work?
Well, as I understand it, and there may be more than one variation of this, but as I understand it, you take a tape recorder to the ghost-filled area, the haunted
yeah.
area, and you record, and then you you play it back and you listen for weird oddities, because apparently the tape recorder has a mystical ability to pick up voices from the beyond. This
yes.
is the explanation these people make. And so in some cases they might have to play the tape recorder actually backwards in order to get something to come out of it, but it's usually just some sort of gobbledygook, you know, noise in the background from the tape recorder that they actually try to spin somehow into messages from the beyond.
It's
lame.
So on the television show, the filming suddenly stops. And then, and the narrator says, something odd has happened. They then claim that a mysterious voice can be heard on the microphone voice feed from one of the psychics.
Hmm.
Ooh. The producers then call in an EVP specialist to examine the voice, and she proclaims...
Wait, wait, I'm an EVP specialist.
Really?
How does one get to be an EVP?
I am also an EVP specialist. I made a card that said so with a crayon.
What a
But the EVP specialist claims that the voice is the real deal.
Ooh. It's the real thing, yeah.
She says, that's very consistent with Class A EVP.
Right.
Right. There aren't classes of EVP. Stop making it up. You go to another EV specialist, well, this is a Type 17F EVP. You can tell from the Manjarkins in the background. Yeah. Making things up as you go along. It's like feng shui. It's all a lie.
Don't make fun of Manjarkins.
They're very nice people.
A category cuckoo cuckoo.
And she also says that the voice sounds a lot like how John Lennon would have talked.
Absolutely. How? Why? What else would it be?
Reuters had actually been given a preview of the program, so they had watched, the people who wrote this article had watched it.
Okay.
But they were under strict contract not to reveal what actually was said.
Oh, of course.
They can say that a voice had been heard, but they can't reveal the contents.
Right.
And it's just, leave me alone, I'm dead! Stop it! Stop raping my corpse! Let's see.
Is there a corpse of John Lennon, or was he burned?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer.
Let's see.
We have to ask the ghost, but he's not here with us.
Producer Paul Sherratt, who heads Starcast Productions and who calls himself a skeptic, said that hearing the voice has made him a believer.
Get out of here.
You mean that's right. The guy behind this whole thing has said it changed his life.
Right.
The executive producer of The Seance with John Lennon has given credence to the credibility of his own production.
Just when I thought this really couldn't get any better. I mean, that's a total... That is the icing on the cake.
$8 million.
The best part, the very best part, is the last quote here. So, one of his friends calls the entire thing a tacky, exploitative, and calls it far removed from his way of life, saying, a pay-per-view seance was never really his style.
There wasn't even pay-per-view back
right,
then.
Right, exactly.
1-800-259-9231. I love how the executive producer... Now, in case you don't know what an executive producer is... It's the guy with all the money, and he's the one that invested in the show. More on the way.
Make all the money.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Yes, indeed. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there, literally months worth of the show, over 12 months of them, as a matter of fact, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. It's free. Archives are right there, freetalklive.com. So go get them. Again, freetalklive.com. So then, we're talking about this, or we're talking about this seance, this absolute bunk that is going on tonight, and you know, I feel like people that pay $9.99 to see a bunch of psychics pretend to talk to John Lennon on TV, they deserve to lose every penny of that $9.99.
Just, I mean, like that woman deserved to lose her 2-year-old child for leaving him with toys?
Well, I was a little harsh on that. In this case,
after I did just compare losing your child to losing $10 on a crappy seance on TV. Can you tell I don't have a family?
In this case... I don't feel sorry for him. I mean, gosh, you guys are suckers. I mean, really, you're going to pay for this? You're going to pay to watch this charlatanism, this crackpottery?
I absolutely would.
You would, but you're not. But
no, well, that's because I didn't know it was airing tonight and because I'm here doing the show.
Really? You would have paid the $9.99 just to see how bad it was?
Yes, I would have. I would have paid the $9.95 just to be able to not have to wait to try and find it through some other means, and actually be able to come in here and say, okay, I saw this ridiculous thing, and here's what their EVP specialist said when she came, you know, and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, the EVP where you record voices of ghosts on audio tape. You know something's credible when you hear when you only hear about it on Jeff Rentz and Art Bell on Coast to Coast. You know, that's where you hear about EVP.
You know, Coast to Coast is the greatest show ever, and the reason I say that, I don't know. Now, Art Bell, he was a nut job, kind of like his listeners. George Norrie, though?
Art's back.
Well, he's back on the weekends.
Okay.
But George Norrie, who hosts it most weeknights,
got it.
It's great when you listen to him talk, because he will let these people call in, and for people who don't know what Coast to Coast AM is...
Give us a call on the wild card line.
It's the longest-running talk radio show ever. Just about.
Really?
And yeah, it's one of the longest-running talk radio shows that's ever been.
It's an overnight show.
It's an overnight show, and it's full of people calling in about UFOs and ghosts and just weird
psychic
supernatural, those chemtrails, remote viewing, all kinds
Bigfoot.
Of stuff. Yeah, exactly. George
Norrie. Let's not put Bigfoot in there.
You know how I feel about that.
That's right. Look, which is favorite crackpot.
Wait a second. What are the chances that a large primate exists in North America? I think very good.
That's true. There could also be a sea monster in Scotland. So George Norrie will let these people call in and just rant with all their craziness.
Right.
And he'll let them just bring it out to the fullest extent that they got. And you can tell by listening to him that he doesn't buy a word of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He knows these people are nuts. So it's always like...
It's just doing a job for George.
It's doing a job, but he knows it's entertaining, and so he just sits there and... I kind of had the feeling
that Art Bell was the same way, to an extent.
So, to an extent, but he tries to draw it out of him. That's the thing that's even... But he's like, really? So your alarm clock talks to you when it's unplugged?
So you're a time traveler.
What does it say?
You know, and then it goes, well, it says that Jesus is coming. He'll be carrying a flaming sword and leading a pack of
that's
wild
why the black
pigs.
Helicopters are coming.
And wear your tinfoil hats, for they'll protect you from the rays of death. You know, and he's like, yes. Well, if your head is too small for one of these hats, what can you do? You know, and just ask him all kinds of inane, random questions to send them off on even crazier tangents.
It's a performance show. I mean, it's entertaining because people call in to perform.
Well, I heard last week, I was actually in the car with Manwich, and last week this guy called in talking about how at one point in history, angels had bred with humans, and so we now all possess part of the DNA of
the
angels.
Nefertum?
The Nephilim. We all possess part of the DNA of the angels, and there has been a barrier erected in space by aliens that people with Nephilim DNA can't cross. So we'll never be able to send a human to Mars because we would hit the barrier and not be able to cross
it. So it's out beyond the moon, then, obviously.
Right, yeah, it's out somewhere. And right.
No. I think he thought that the moon was faked. The moon landing was faked.
He may have thought the moon landing was fake, but it was somewhere between
here. To fool us and think to make us think that there isn't a barrier out there.
Right, and so we can't go to Mars. Humans will never colonize Mars because every human being alive today now has some of the Nephilim DNA and can't cross the alien barrier.
And he knows because an alien came to him in a dream, right?
Well, no, he was talking about all of his research and years of research that he's done. And that's the best part. George will never ask them to back up their research.
Sure.
The guy will be like, well, in my years of research, and then George will be like, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's so good. Oh, I love that show.
You wouldn't come on the air and make claims without doing years of research, would you?
We don't.
Where are the books about the Nephilim? I mean, where do you find this stuff?
Well, he was writing a book, was he not? Didn't he have a book that he was in the midst of writing or something?
George
like Norrie? No, not George Norrie, the guy who was on.
The Nephilim DNA guy, yeah. Oh, they all have books that they've written.
Now, George...
Where do you get these awful things?
It'd be an interesting Cafe Press. Book. For, if George actually wrote a book, it'd be interesting. My life as a crackpot radio show host.
I wonder if he'll ever let America in on the secret, though. If he'll ever actually come out, like, when he's ready to retire and be like, God, that was awful. You know, because by the time he retires, he'll probably have been doing the show for 20-some-odd years, you know?
Maybe. Now, Art Bell, didn't I hear news that he moved down to the Philippines or something like that? Like, lark, just met a woman online or something like that and moved from his desert paradise?
I don't know. I had always heard that he lived like a crazy old hermit in a trailer,
in Arizona.
He lived out in the middle of nowhere, Nye County. It's there's nothing there from what I'm told.
Didn't you meet his sister that one day at 1220?
What?
Yeah.
Didn't you meet Art Bell's sister that one time, you know, back when...
With the dog that could count.
No.
Kidding. Yes, absolutely. The dog's name was Maggie, and I swear to God, now I don't know anything about the veracity of this woman being related to Art Bell. I have no idea.
What was she there for?
After she proved that her dog could count to me, I believed anything she said. So,
wow.
She's just a nut job walking down Main Street.
Oh, I see.
I'm Art Bell's sister. My dog can count. Come on, Fifi. Seven. Woo! Woo!
That was only two.
I know.
Well, that's how it
works. I'm not a dog. You expect me to be able to count to seven?
I swear to God, this dog was doing math. You would tell it, you know, 2 + 2, it would do 4. 2 times, you know, 3, it would do 6. Of course you don't believe me. I watched it happen.
Dogs
I was there.
Do math.
The dog did math.
It's just suggestion. He just knows the correct number of barks to bark when someone says
she
2 + 2.
No, exactly. Ian's dog does not understand the dictionary meaning of the word cleanup. But if you make that sound at her, she will eat whatever's on the floor in front of you.
Yes, well, if you know enough, you know what? The dog was doing math. I watched that crack out of it. I don't care what you people say.
You're a true believer,
I watched that happen.
She was a homeless woman with the best spiel ever.
She wasn't homeless. She was kind of hot at, like, 60.
Oh, well, you said she was a crazy woman walking down Main Street. I thought she was homeless.
At least there's plenty of crazy millionaires in Sarasota, Florida.
Well, yeah, so as I understand it, Art Bell was a guy that lived out in the desert in a trailer or some sort of a house that was supported by he was totally off the grid. So he had somehow, I don't know how he uplinked to his radio show, but allegedly he had his own power generation, he had his own water and all that, and now apparently he's run off to meet some woman in the Philippines. I don't know.
Well, what about, didn't his son die from AIDS and that was the reason he went off the air?
Yeah, something happened to his son. I think no, I don't think he died from AIDS. I think he got raped by somebody or something like that.
Oh, my God. You're
really twisted.
Up now.
No, I swear to you, man. There was some sort of sexual touching involved.
I swear to you, the dog
did. I'm going
to
look it up. How about that? I'll do years of research.
Maybe the dog was involved, and that's why he's here in town now.
How many times did he do it, Sparky? Woo!
Coming back to Tug Life.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there and you can edit it. It's totally listener editable. WIKI.freetalklive.com. In fact, all the content you'll see there has been created by the listeners. You can actually go and see Torgo's special webpage. It's there with neat quotes and stuff.
Certainly is.
I use neat just for you, Torgo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go on. The quotes are funny. Laugh it up.
Wiki.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. And go to freestateproject.org. Over the weekend, we talked about gasoline. And, man, the calls just came in, call after call. People are concerned with this. According to ABC News, as a matter of fact, 70% of respondents to a poll believe that the price of gas was causing financial hardship to their families. In fact, 54% of Americans said it was a serious hardship. So, gas prices go up by 50 cents a gallon, and all of a sudden, American families are under serious hardship.
You know, if the government wanted to release that hardship from us, they could just pull 50 cents a gallon in taxes off of each gallon.
They could, but they won't.
No.
And they're not. In fact, they are.
Well, but what they will do is regulate the crap out of the oil industry.
Well, that's right. That's
which
what
is just going to bring us more problems.
That's what they're looking at doing because they're going to save everything. Let's see. The article talks about how high the gas prices have risen. The article is also pointing out that Republicans and Democrats are foaming at the mouth to do something about it. According to this, Dennis Hastert, Bill Frist sent President Bush a letter asking him to direct the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission to, quote, investigate any potential collusion, price fixing, or gouging in the sale or distribution of gasoline, petroleum distillates, or ethanol in wholesale or retail markets. So they're asking for an investigation at this point. They also want the Commodities Future Trading Commission to determine, quote, whether spikes in prices of oil, gasoline, and other petroleum distillates are the result of improper market manipulation by traders or energy firms. Well,
could be. Sounds diabolical.
That sounds like, well, they just want to investigate some stuff and see if they're colluding. I could understand if they were colluding. That might be a bad thing, but in a marketplace, in a free market, there would be the opportunity for new businesses to get in and to break up the cartel by offering a new product at a lower price. Because we have a heavily regulated energy industry in this country, it's very difficult to get started. It's very difficult to start up a new oil company. And so, therefore, we do have a very small group of companies who could very well collude if they wanted to, but inevitably someone will bash to break the cartel because they want the profits.
It's easier to get in and out of the oil industry in certain areas, but one of the hardest ways to do is refineries. I mean, to build a refinery, you would just all the hoops that one would have to go through, and that is where the bottleneck in this is. It's not oil as much, although the price per gallon has certainly gone up. Of a gallon of crude, barrel, excuse me, the price per barrel has gone up. The really hard part is distillation and at the refineries.
Well, plus, I mentioned profits. That's where the real outrage in this particular article comes from. Because the Democrat, Harry Reid, says if the greedy oil companies want to invest their billions in profits in delivering domestic fuels for America affordably, then maybe America needs to take some of the windfall profits and put them to better use. He means the government when he says America.
Maybe we should just take some of their money away from them because they have too much.
Because we can.
That's right. And the Republicans agree. One of the House Energy Committee chair people says, quote, it troubles me that a CEO receives a $400 million retirement package while refinery capacity continues to lag behind demand in this country.
Because they have set the regulations so that they do.
Then a GOP aide suggested that oil company executives may be called before Congress again to explain the sharp increase in gas prices at a time of record corporate profits. So here you are, the champions of the free market, the Republicans, talking about calling in owners of these businesses to explain themselves. How do you explain yourself? You're making profit and raising prices. What's all that about?
They shouldn't even go.
Yeah, what would happen?
They shouldn't even show up.
Just be like, no, sorry, we have other things to do that day.
We have businesses to run.
We have businesses to run. I got money to make.
This is outrageous.
It is outrageous.
And it's happening on both sides of the aisle. This is going to be a bipartisan attack on the oil industry. And as you pointed out, man, which if they crack down with more regulations, things are going to get much worse in this country. I mean, the prices are bad. I understand that.
It's going to look like Europe.
There's no government regulation that's going to fix this problem. Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt. What's on your mind, Walt?
Well, I want to talk about this oil thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are right. The problem is we don't have enough refineries. That's right. One of the problems. You know, George Bush is in big oil, and he's going to make sure his buddies make money. But I've said this before, that the oil companies actually got these ecologist groups started that forced the reduction of the refineries, and they bought out all of the small companies. The oil companies, they bought out all of them. And like you guys said, yes, it is real hard to get a company started today with all the government regulations, OSHA, and everything, all the other trash. But not only that, these guys have bought out all of the small oil companies, the mom and pops, that really were interested making their money and helping the public.
And you know what? The oil companies are behind the increased regulations. They don't want, even though they don't want to be regulated themselves, they also want the regulations to keep the little guys out. Walt, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You want to get on the air? Now's the time to make the call. Only moments remain. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join the AMP program. If you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on the show, you should be an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can join the over 225 amplifiers that we currently have. There are people who have decided that they like the fact that we give everything away on our website. We give you the archives. We give you everything else there. It's all totally free. But if you want to support us voluntarily, go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. We take the $3 in, we turn it right back around into advertising, marketing, promotion for Free Talk Live. We get more people listening. We get more radio stations on board. It's working, and it's all thanks to you. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It is Jeff in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Well, I called about your support for Bush in the past.
What?
I had to comment on the gas.
Whoa, what? Support for Bush?
In the past.
Never. I have never supported Bush.
Oh, good. Well, that's fine. That's great.
I'm wondering what made you think that I supported Bush.
So, over the weekend, you know, I got the impression that you had supported him in the past, but had since seen the light.
Oh, you mean Manwich. Perhaps
Perhaps to some extent, but not entirely. I wouldn't have voted for him in either election.
Manwich used to be a Republican. That must have been the message you got.
Don't let Manwich fool you. He's still evil. What's up?
Okay. But I had a comment on the gas thing. I think people are whining a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not rich, but, you know, I have a 13-gallon tank in my car, okay?
All right.
And it used to cost me about $31 to fill it or so. Now it costs me $36. Oh, God, I'm dying. You know? Now, true, it's high, but it's not such a big difference in my life. You know,
well,
and
you must have a lot of disposable income. Apparently 56% of Americans are saying that it's an undue burden on their lives.
Well, I mean, I don't like it. I mean, the first gallon of gas I bought cost me 35 cents. But,
wow.
Yeah, I came up in the 70s.
Good times.
But the thing about it is, though, you know, right now I'm earning a lot more money, and I'm not saying that the price is okay. As a matter of fact, I kind of hate the way the price goes up at the hint of any problems,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't go down, you know, as soon as the problems go away.
You know? Well, the problems aren't going away anytime soon. I mean, we're still in Iraq, and now these idiots are talking about invading another country.
Yeah, another oil-rich country, and they're talking bad against Venezuela, a country that has five times as much oil as Saudi Arabia. Now, and it seems like they're trying to make up stuff about Hugo Chavez,
huh.
You know. And it's like, I mean, the worst thing you can do is have oil. America's going to attack you. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Well, we're American. We're coming for your oil.
It's pretty sinful.
But yeah. What's so outrageous is that even if this whole idea about, you know, we're going after these countries for oil was true, shouldn't that result in lower prices? I mean, if we really were going after the oil, why aren't we seeing lower prices?
Well,
yeah, we're getting tricked.
Bush and Cheney are big oil men.
Right.
And when you're in oil in America, it's better when the price is high.
Sure.
There are pumps here in Louisiana that don't pump unless the price is high.
I see. So what you're saying is they're trying to eliminate the competition. They're trying to just literally physically take over by force as many oil refineries as possible so they can have a monopoly or as close to it as possible on oil.
Not really. It's just that oil that's pumped out of American ground is worth more when gas costs, you know, $3 a gallon. So
Jeff,
you can
for the
make
call,
more money.
Man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9... Hey, wait a minute. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
All right. Back tomorrow night for the Tuesday edition. Join us online. And in the meantime, you can find us on at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a